But we got more that we got to go over, not just including politics, not just including what's happening in your state and in your city and homelessness and whether or not she was the border czar and Obama's endorsement. I have a story that I think that you guys need to be aware of, because this week I've been covering real estate fraud. I've been speaking extensively about real estate fraud. Now, this is a cautionary tale of how easy it is for you to be able to lose your home or the inheritance of somebody that passes in your family. And this happened in that Atlanta area. Y'all take a look. Make sure y'all set, y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications. And then we're going to get into a reaction video of a woman that went broke.
But this is the back of the house.
A walk around this Lithonia property.
Watch your step.
Is a somber stroll down memory lane for Trayhon Brown.
It's very emotional. I had a lot of memories, y'all.
About two decades worth. A family home is 69-year-old Uncle Evans Lee Jr. owned.
Let me tell you something. Uncle Evans Lee Jr. is exactly what we pictured and what we would deal with as far as the old school players and the plant. I used to work in a steel mill here in Metro Detroit, out there in Dearborn, Rouge Steel specifically. Used to be Ford Steel. And we used to see these old-time players. You know what I'm saying? And Ford, Chrysler, and GM, this player looked like he would have been one of the ones that worked at Ford, because they always had to go over to the luxury division. And so over there in Ford, they went and got Lincolns. A stankin' Lincoln is what we called it. The old school players over there at GM, because you know I'm here in Detroit, they used to go and get them some caddies. So they dressed just like this. They had the Steve Harvey suit. They made sure that they had their Dobb hats on, and they drove them a stankin' Lincoln. They always had them an extra baby mama on the side, too. They always had them an extra baby mama on the side. But Evans Lee, he was a little bit different. Let me share with you.
Now, the family ownership is gone, and so is Uncle Evans Lee Jr.
Every time I come here, I just want to cry, you know, bust down and cry, because he gone. That's the only person I had left in my life.
Although Evans died in 2022.
He got two Lincolns. The old school player had the previous version Lincoln, and they had the newest Lincoln. And then they would trade the previous version Lincoln in when they got the newest Lincoln. And so the other Lincoln would then become the second Lincoln. And they would just have that parked in the driveway. That's the one that they drove to work. And then when they would go and see their side baby mama, because they always had an extra kid here or there, when they go and see their side baby mama, they would go and get in the stankin' Lincoln. You know what I'm saying?
Case of alleged fraud only just began to unravel.
I would like to see Mr. Watson prosecuted to the full extent.
He's talking about Randy Watson. The family filed a police report against the 43-year-old who submitted paperwork in probate court days after Uncle Evans Lee Jr. died.
Evans.
Randy sought to inherit whatever assets remained. This probate court petition shows Randy signed a sworn statement that he was the only child and sole heir. No additional proof or supplemental documentation was required. As a result, the probate judge appointed Randy Watson the administrator of the estate. Randy gained access to everything his father, Evans Lee Jr., left behind. Just one problem. Evans Lee was not his father. In fact, Evans Lee was no father at all. He had no kids, which means Randy Watson is not his son. Not even close.
And that's insane. To think that somebody can easily finesse our court system, because this is fraud. This is nothing less than fraud at the highest level. To think that somebody can easily finesse our court system. And all you got to do is give a written sworn statement to then say you are the sole heir of somebody that passed away, but you don't even have to be related to them. You don't even have to be their son. And you can then inherit the entire estate, which then pushes out the rest of the family, and the man never even had any kids. I think that this person needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But this also illustrates some of the problems that we have in our communities, right? And that we are ignorant and we don't know. We don't have no wills. We don't have no life insurance. I did a video yesterday where the dudes was basically getting finessed because of the zombie mortgages and stuff that's happening. People getting kicked out of their homes. You losing your inheritance. You could have been raised in that house for the last 20 years. And guess what? Somebody going to take 5 minutes, go into the court, put in a false statement, and the next thing you know, they got access to everything that that man ever had. That's crazy. And we living in America. This is happening in America.
Who is he to Mr. Evans?
He's not related to him.
A certified DNA test proved it. The results show Randy is not even a family member, that there is a 0.00% chance the late Evans Lee Jr. was his dad. This was a court-ordered paternity test, which only came after the True family got wind someone filed probate paperwork on their uncle's estate before they could. Trayhon and his wife learned about it once they tried to file their own probate paperwork. After more than a year of waiting, a judge ruled in favor of Trayhon and his family, citing there was neither evidence to prove paternity nor documentation that Randy had a right to inherit anything. By the time it was proven Randy was not the so-called sole heir, and the judge ordered everything to be turned back over to the True family, it was too late.
There was never an opportunity to go in the home, clean the home out, none of that.
Cleared it all out.
The DeKalb County home itself foreclosed and auctioned off. Most of the belongings and sentimental items gone too. None of it as valuable as Uncle Evans Lee himself.
So, what does this mean? This means that throughout the year, where the other guy then had access to the property to go in, take everything out and sell it, and probably use it to bustle a couple chicks down. In addition to that, right, what also happened on top of that is that the mortgage company was still expecting for this man to be making his mortgage payments. Now, you could be making your mortgage payments for the last 20 years. And guess what? If you miss three, you get into the four territory. By the time you get into the fifth or sixth missed payment, you are absolutely positively going to lose your property. You are going to be foreclosed upon, and then it's going to be sold in an auction to somebody like me that is going to be taking advantage of the fact that you was not on top of it. More importantly, you couldn't then pay off or keep this property because you didn't have the capital to be able to carry over the mortgage. So the whole time while they're waiting for the judge, they issued his estate over to the other dude immediately, but it took you a year to go and get the DNA test, to go through the probate court for the entire year. By the time that it was over, the property was gone, the stuff is out of there, and the mortgage company has already auctioned it off to somebody else. Messed up. Absolutely horrible way to end a legacy, and you can't even go and get the ashes up out of that joint.
Earn with his ashes also nowhere to be found. When officers asked, Randy told police he'd been robbed of all the items, the valuables, the money, and even Evans Lee's ashes, according to this police report, an allegation the family does not believe. Atlanta News First Investigates discovered receipt records from a local disposal company in the time period Randy had access to the home. The receipts revealed items were moved from the Lithonia property at least twice last year, more than 60,000 pounds worth. The most unbelievable matter for the family begins here. Trayhon maintains his uncle was adamantly against cremation, that he wanted to be buried alongside his wife.
But he was cremated.
Yep.
And whose decision was that?
Randy Watson.
It goes back to the funeral home.
Who is Randy Watson? That country bumpkin name, some random dude just came in and took over everything and did what he wanted to do. Who the heck is Randy Watson?
Fell Sims. The owner confirmed to Atlanta News First Investigates Randy Watson identified himself as the son and told the business to cremate Evans Lee Jr. The funeral home did not require proof of kinship or an ID or any other documentation. They simply took his word for it.
Wow. Is the attorney here or the director here?
No one's here.
When asked to talk about this case and its policies, the funeral home would not interview with us. There is no Georgia law that requires a funeral home to confirm if someone is truly next of kin. And because Evans Lee died while in hospice, the funeral home was tasked with completing the death certificate. Based on the information they say Randy provided to them, they filled in the death certificate, a document now riddled with false information. Decedent's son, Randy. Wrong. Again, Evans Jr. had no children. Decedent's birthplace, Nebraska. Wrong. Evans Jr. was a Louisiana native. Decedent's father's name? Unknown. Wrong. Evans Lee was a junior, meaning his father shared the same name.
Because ain't nowhere in the world you could just let anybody come in your establishment and say, hey, I am the next of kin, without even checking their background and seeing if it's true.
Probate attorney James Clifton.
I've seen cases that are, you know, absolutely heartbreaking where things like this happen because the person committing fraud, they have no care.
Is why the 15-year veteran probate lawyer urges loved ones to secure three documents before death, a will, a medical directive, and a financial power of attorney. Since Evans Lee...
Let's not skip over that, y'all. We need to educate ourselves. Secure three documents, a will, especially if you're not married, because by default, it just goes over to your wife. Now, if y'all separated, but you're not actually divorced, but you're living with a new chick, guess what? It's probably going to go over to the person that is still legally your wife. So for all of y'all shacking up, I remember that I worked for this place where we had to do insurance verification during the pandemic, during the recession. So I had got a job because the automakers and a lot of these companies was trying to save money by removing people that wasn't actually supposed to be on your benefits. And so we had to basically have people call in and verify whether or not a person was really supposed to be on their benefits. If you was a wife, you were supposed to be a wife. Nope, they wasn't supposed to be on the benefit. You had to give documents, including either a marriage certificate and a 1040. You can black out all of the stuff. What I found out in my journeys throughout life is that most people then continue to stay in the marriage, but they're not together. So the statistics on divorce is skewed even more because most people have moved on with their lives. They're living with a whole nother spouse. They got a whole nother person that's in a relationship, but that person is also not on the insurance. The former wife is on the insurance. They didn't want to pay spousal support or anything that was associated with that. So they stayed in the marriage, separated, left the person in a relationship, but then they actually are not still living together and they're not really even in a relationship together at all. And so now that made things even murkier because when then somebody passed, it became a fight, which ultimately the new person that was in their life was not the person that could determine what happened to them, nor did they inherit their estate. This is one of the reasons why you got to do things a certain way. Get a will, a medical directive, and a financial power of attorney.
Had no will, Clifton notes exploiting the probate process was easier.
It feels like it's too little too late.
Right. It's unfortunate because that is oftentimes the result, is that the bad actor receives the funds, you know, by selling the property or whatever, and then it's gone. They spend it.
He argues cases like these,
criminal infractions, if it can be proven,
should be criminally prosecuted.
And I agree. And so nobody should have to go through this after one of your loved ones passed away. And then on top of that, you got to try to come up with the money to pay the foreclosure, stave off foreclosure. And you got to go through all of the court documents. So this is just a cautionary tale that I thought that y'all would find interesting. Make sure that y'all really get y'all stuff together, because a lot of us are acting like we got it together, but we're going to be doing fish fries after you die. All right.